Craig Ray uses his considerable intelligence to write about rugby and other sport in his capacity, his current capacity, as the sports editor of the Daily Maverick. Hello, Craig.
Hi, John. That's a bit stretching the truth there.
No, it's not. Not at all. I mean, I was really angry this morning, Craig, when I read that Australia has been identified as the host country for the next Rugby World Cup Plus One 2027, and that the USA has been identified as the 2031 Rugby World Cup hosts. And I go, we haven't done it since 1995. What's going on here?
Well, as far as I know, that South Africa rugby didn't put in a bid. Not that there was a formal sort of bidding process for this. They've decided to take the route of the World Rugby Council deciding on a preferred candidate. But obviously the country that wants to host it has to show some sort of interest. Can't just like phone up Australia and go, oh, by the way, you're hosting the World Cup. You know, they need to have wanted to do it. And in this case, it goes back to the bid for the 2023 World Cup, which South Africa lost in controversial circumstances, if you recall. But part of that sort of horse trading was, as a SANZAR Alliance member, South African Rugby said to Australia and New Zealand, you get behind us for the 2023 bid and we'll get behind Australia for the 2027 bid. And that's pretty much, you know, what's happened is South Africa lost that 2023 bid in controversial circumstances. And Australia are the only real name in the pot at the moment for 2027. That's as simple as that. But it also goes back to that 2023 bid, which happened in 2017. If you recall, there was an independent panel or committee appointed by World Rugby to assess the three bids, which was Ireland, South Africa, and France, who are ultimately the hosts. And at the end of that assessment process, this independent panel gave South Africa the highest score and said, our preferred assessment and the preferred bidder is South Africa. And there was an agreement among the World Rugby Council members that whatever the independent committee decided, they would vote in line with that assessment. But then, of course, when it went to a vote after that assessment. And naturally, there was horse trading and all sorts of deals done in the corridors. And France ended up winning the World Cup. And South Africa were livid about it because a lot of countries didn't stick to the agreement, which was to vote for the preferred bidder. So to avoid that embarrassment happening again, World Rugby have come out and said, this is the country that's going to host it, and this is our preferred bidder, and there's no one else in the game. So it's simplified the process, but unfortunately South Africa have been the guinea pigs getting us here.
But, I mean, it does mean that just about every host country has had another go since 1995, and we haven't.
Yeah, totally. And, that's why South Africa was so keen to get 2023, and they felt that, the whole bid book based on the stadium ages, the stadiums built for the FIFA 2010 World Cup would have only been 13 or 14 years old in 2023. So our infrastructure was good. It was actually a very cheap bid in the sense that nothing had to be built in terms of stadiums for Rugby World Cup 2023. But by missing out on that, there had already been a discussion between the SANZAR countries that Australia would be next up. And so South Africa couldn't jump in the bandwagon. And it looks like World Rugby is quite adamant to take the following one, as you pointed out in your intro, to 2031 to America. So you can't see South Africa hosting a World Cup till the earliest, 2035. Who knows if that will even happen.
What this is going to do is increase the conviction amongst those South Africans who believe that the world is united against South Africa and South African rugby. It's going to increase their conviction that they are correct in that.
Well, the evidence.
Rassie Erasmus gets sanctioned. Dave Rennie. I mean, nobody's said that Dave Rennie is going to be investigated for his comments about Maurice Hawker's TMOing. And so, the circumstantial evidence, they'll say, it's more than circumstantial, Craig Ray and John Matham. It's fact.
Yeah, well, it's not looking good. I mean, it does seem that South Africa are getting the short end of the stick all the time. On the other hand, are we becoming the whingers in chief of world rugby? I don't think so, but that might be the perception out there, that whenever anything goes wrong, South Africans moan that it's against them. No World Rugby Player of the Year nominee, despite the fact that Eamon Etzebeth has quite literally been head and shoulders above pretty much anyone in the world this year.
Samu Karevi, how many games did he play?
Five tests.
Yeah.
That was it. And I mean, Mauro Itoje got owned by Evan Smith in pretty much every game they played against each other. It's ludicrous. But yeah, it adds fuel to the fire at the moment, I'm afraid.
Greg, thank you very, very, very much indeed. You displayed your keen intelligence in that interview, as I fully expected. Craig Ray of the Daily Maverick, sports editor.